Another thing that came out that I thought was interesting at the SNO meeting was the issue of whether you can decrease the morbidity from whole brain radiation. And we polled the audience and the faculty. It was very interesting, the disparity we saw about the use of hippocampal sparing, and I think it's called memantine, the drug.
Yeah.
It was really split. There were people using both of these things, not using them, Memorial wasn't, whatever. But what's your take on that?
I think if you have to give whole brain radiotherapy, most people would try and spare the hippocampus because that's where most of your memory sits. To be honest, it's not absolute sparing. It's relative sparing. These beams are all going everywhere. There is some suggestion that it has a somewhat better preservation of brain. One of the studies that I referenced earlier, where we looked at people who'd had multiple doses of SRS, is we actually calculated the dose to the hippocampus if you'd had 20 lesions treated by SRS versus whole brain versus hippocampal sparing whole brain. The dose to the hippocampus is way lower if you have stereotactic radiosurgery, because hippocampal sparing it's a relative sparing. It's really not completely doing it. The memantine is really interesting. And I thought when I saw your results, the way it was mostly split was whether you're a radiation oncologist or a medical oncologist. It seems like the radiation oncologists kind of have bought into memantine and the medical oncologists are like, nah.
Yeah, it's interesting.